Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live special number 314, recorded November 28th, 2016, unboxing the Surface Studio. The Surface Studio has arrived. This is very exciting. It's kind of funny because the address, Microsoft, door 53, comes from door 53. It's a little smaller than I thought. It was going to be a 28-inch screen. Maybe just add water, right? So when I ordered it on Windows Weekly, it said arrives December 15th. So obviously it came a little earlier. Oh, this is the Surface Dial, sold separately. Although because I ordered it early, I got the Surface Dial early. So we're going to unbox the Surface Studio today, if you're just tuning in, which came early. And I'm hoping I'll be able to use this for my computer here on the round table. Not upright, but as a flat surface or almost flat surface. Well, that's lovely. Very dialish. Wow. Wow. Okay, you peel this off. Oh, hello. That came off a little too easy. So you press this for 5 seconds. Well, I won't do that yet. That's magnetic. That's kind of cool. That just comes right off. That's cool. It's a nice solid click. And this has a nice ballistic feel. All right, that's the dial, and that's all there is to it. Takes 2 AAA batteries. So, it's funny. I came in a little early, and it hadn't come yet. But there was a box in the hall, big box in the hall. I looked and ran over to it. It was a Varidesk. This is about as big as the Varidesk box. Karsten, you're gonna. I don't think I can get this up on the table. Oh, that is a big box. This side up. All right. I don't know where I should cut the tape, but let's start. Wait, let's start here. Yeah, that's, I think, how I should do this. Also from Building 63. Let's open the packing list so I can tell you what I got here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Leo LaFord. This is the base model, the 8 gigabytes of RAM terabyte drive. And let's see. I guess this comes off. No, it came with batteries. Yeah, it's got batteries in it. Microsoft thinks of everything, and for $3,000, I think that seems about right. Now what? Now what do I do? Never unboxed anything this. Even the iMac. Well, that was actually pretty obvious. Oh, now we're talking. This is packing material. So this is kind of like an iMac box once you take the packaging off. Apple just sends their iMac box naked. So everybody knows you just got an iMac. This, at least Microsoft hides it inside cardboard. Quad-core i5 terabyte hard drive, 64 gigs SSD. So this is one of those Fusion things, the Intel drive. 8 gigabytes of RAM. A GeForce GTX 965M, which is the mobile, interestingly, isn't it? They even have a little diagram on here that says, pull these tabs. And then open up the lid. Everybody's gathering. This is like a big deal. We're so excited. Ooh, of course, review units have been out for a while. We've seen reviews from Ars Technica and elsewhere, but I bought this one. Okay. Instruction says, lift up. Oh! I think I'm going to have to stand up now. It just says lift up like this. Is it coming out? Do I need to remove this?
Wait, I see some of that tape.
Is this holding it in? You know what I think it is? I think I'm supposed to slip this out, maybe. It's a complicated unboxing.
Oh, it has to come the other way. It has a little.
Goes tab. The other way?
Yeah, it has little tabs on it.
Pull it.
Well, it ain't coming. It's not high enough. There you go.
There. All right. Pretty. Looks a lot like the Acer, doesn't it? That's the funny thing. You know, this isn't as huge as I was worried about. This is a nice size screen, but not... I don't know why I was thinking it was going to be kind of massive. I'll turn it around for you. They do all this plastic, you know, modern electronics is just covered with this plastic, and that's so that the slave labor, child slave laborers won't get their fingerprints, their little, dirty little fingerprints all over it. Because you know how children are with stickies and chocolate. All right, there you go. So this is the arm. That's nice. So this was how I was hoping to use it. You know what? I think that'll work. It's a little... It works with the Dr. Evil chair. Let's put it that way. All right. Next step would be, I guess, the keyboard and the mouse. That's pretty. And, you know, it is very nicely balanced. It feels good.
It's like it's... Yeah.
A little bit more of this plastic on it. It looks like on the back the surface book that a magnesium deposited. Ooh, and this also has that beautiful gray. That is pretty. And they include the batteries there. This thing is going to eat AAA batteries. So far, everything is AAA battery powered. Here's the pen, which looks exactly like the Surface Book pen and Surface Pro pen. There we go. I wonder if this has... Oh, it does. Magnetic side. Beautiful mouse. Microsoft's always made the best mice optical mouse. It's very simple, very spare. This, you know, they're really aiming this at the... obviously, at the creative professional. The designer, and there's the paperwork. I'm sure there's a power cord in here somewhere. Oh, here's another special triangular box. And inside, the very special. They're using Apple-style soft rubber on this. So, listen, you know what? I like this. It's a standard, what do you call that, Burke? What's it? IEC plug, standard plug, bog standard, as Dean Thompson would say. So I guess I'll drop this through a hole in the desk. Burke will crawl under, grasp it. Go ahead and plug it in. I don't think there's anything else in this box. Have you ever thrown away anything of import by not removing everything from the box? Oh, very simple. Look at this. Okay, in the back is the connectivity. Where should I show it? There you go. So that's where the plug goes. But also, that looks like either mini display port or probably Thunderbolt, though, right? Is that the Kensington lock? I'm not sure what that is. Headphone jack. Ethernet. Yay! You're going to have to give me one of our gigabit Ethernet wires and four USB ports. Those are not blue, but they've got to be USB 3. But they are white, not blue, which is usually how they color code USB 3. This is much like the... Actually, that's a nice way to do that on the base. Like that. All right, so thin all the way because all of the electronics are in the base, which is nice. Why don't I just get used to having it this way? Now, if you did a Skype call like this, you'd be looking at the ceiling, so you'd have to tilt it up. All right, let's press the power button.
Do you like Ethernet?
If it goes, yeah, I would like Ethernet. If it goes bong, I'll really be mad.
HDMI, there's no HDMI.
This is, look at this. This is such a Mac-ish. Here, I'll put that in the. It's very Mac-ish. I love it that it has Ethernet. All right. Hi there. Let's get a few basic things out of the way. What is that they say in the chat room? Your location, age, location, sex, English. Yes, next. Oh, who wants to read this? Anybody? Just speed read that, would you, for me? Just here's the legal stuff. Oh boy, yeah. Okay, good. I accept. Ah, let's get right on. I don't need that. I'm gonna go. I don't even need Wi-Fi on this, do I? Let's. It sees it. It's connected to in.twit.tv via Ethernet. Get going fast. Change these at any time. Scroll. Oh, you know, express settings, right? What could possibly go wrong? What's this? Oh, nice. Let's plug the. Let's just see if we can get this screen up on the. On the TV. This is our mini display port. There you go. Yeah, that was mini display port. My worker, who owns this PC? Who owns this PC? I do. Who owns this? Should I join Azure Active Directory or a local Active Directory domain? There's only two choices. This is not, okay, onboarding is not good. That's the two choices. I don't know. I'm going to do this. If you plan to join, I guess that's what you should choose. But, all right, who's going to use it? Me.
You should unplug the Ethernet until it's all the way through.
Why? No, I'm going to use a Microsoft account. Whoops, I just turned it off. That edge right there. That's a, enter password. Okay. Shh. Monkey 123.
Hey.
These passwords don't match. Well, of course not. This is actually a new... onboarding. Normally, with a network connection, it would do the Microsoft account. Why is it asking? Okay, welcome to Windows Hello. Say goodbye, ironically, to remembering Windows Hello. Okay. Make sure your face is centered in the frame. Okay, here's the problem.
Yeah, don't show this part. Yeah, holy show this part.
Set up a pin. Okay. Don't look at my pin. This is beautiful. It is. What do you think, Patrick? Would you?
Svet's very interested.
Svet wants this because she's an artist.
Yeah. She's working on her comic.
You know, this. I have to say, this lends itself to touch. Notice I'm using the touch controls. Mm-hmm. I haven't used the mouse yet once, because it's just naturally you want to touch it. Hi, Cortana. How the heck are you? I missed you. There's a lot of glare from the lights on this. And does it, is it shining on my face? Because that was one thing we were going to worry about. Well, you wouldn't be now. Is that it's going to light me from below like Count Dracula. Or ruin the white balance. See, now I'm blue. Am I blue? Without you.
Do you see any lights reflecting on your face in the screen?
Yeah, if I tilt it up a little bit, which I probably could do, right? That's not unusable. That's no worse than a laptop was. Then I don't get as much glare. But this is picking up the softbox right above me. What looks good on screen? Yeah, see, that's what I'm seeing, which is not ideal. This is really easy, though, to... Look how easy this is. Yeah, Svet's going to love this. What drawing program does she use?
Photoshop.
Yeah. So if you're using a Creative Cloud, it's identical, yeah. Right? And then... That's kind of cool. And it doesn't leave pockmarks on the screen. Now, why didn't it... Okay, in the chat room, why didn't it ask me for my Microsoft account? We're online. In my normal experience, this is beautiful. Wow. Look at this mouse. That is a gorgeous... See, this is... Apple should be worried. This is a very Apple-y experience.
How's the keyboard?
Ah, good question. You know, it's one of those chiclet short throw kind of, but it's better than the MacBook. But am I online? Let's see real quickly. You really want to use the touch. Look at, I mean, it's just kind of natural to do this. Welcome to Edge. Let's get you set up. Let's just see if we can do this real quick. Yep. So I am online. It didn't ask me for my Microsoft account. I don't know if the new Microsoft Paint will be on here because that is part of the Insiders program. Not yet. So the first thing, of course, you always want to do, Windows key... Actually, I can just do Windows key I, and you want to update it, right? Why did it not ask for you for my Microsoft account? So I should try some painting stuff. Autodesk Sketch, Sway. What is Aphelina Design? What is that? Oh, yeah. Kind of some updates here. It's getting those. This lends it. This I have to say. This totally lends itself to touch. I mean, it's just very natural. And I think this will work on the shows over this. Oh, this shot is fantastic, right, John?
Well, this is not a shot.
It's not the normal over-the-shoulder shot.
Well, no, this is.
I think that's a beautiful shot. I mean, during the show, if I'm showing a website, you can sometimes show this, right? I don't know why these aren't launching. I don't know what this is. What's going on? They're darkening without launching. Oh, you know, it's probably downloading it. Do you think that's what it's doing? Why did it not... I don't understand why it didn't ask for an account. I guess you could do that afterwards now. Do we? We don't have Active Directory running at the studio, do we? No. Sign in with a Microsoft account instead. Yeah, isn't that the way you want to do it? Caps lock is on. Okay, now I have to look up my password. This looks better than the laptop, doesn't it? For a show? This is phenomenal. I don't have my phone. Could you hand me my iPhone? It's over on the cafe table. I just created a login and a password. Normally, Microsoft in the past, when I sign into Windows, asks me for my Microsoft account. Only if I'm not online does it ask me for, if my memory isn't failing me, does it ask me for just to create a...
They always ask you to create one,
Do they always ask you to create a local account?
They do. Well, if you're...
ask you It was my understanding, if you're not online, it goes, oh, well, you're not online, so you can't use your Microsoft account, so better create a local account like it used to.
That's also my understanding.
Yeah, so I don't know. Let me just, don't look at my password. Don't look over my shoulder, please. Show password. I have to enter my Microsoft password, which is, of course, long and strong. Monkey 1, 2, 3. Oh, but I throw you here. 5, 6, 9. See, you'd never think of that, would you? Now it's going to want authentication. Yep. Because I used, like all good boys, two-factor. Sign into this device using your Microsoft account. From here on out, you'll unlock this device using either the password for your Microsoft account or your PIN. That way, you can get help from Cortana. Make sure it's really you. We'll need your current password. All right. The reason I like to use my Microsoft account is I want it to hook up to all my mic. This is so cool. Look at this. Svet will like this. Magnet right on the side there.
And you...
Owl eye knob. No, no, it's working. There's just not. It's not asking for anything. Or enter your hello. Use Windows hello. Oh, do I have to? Hello. Hello, Leo Laporte. Select OK to continue. The PIN is incorrect. What? Try again. Where do I enter the PIN? What are you? Why, I oughta. There's nowhere to... There's no... Hello! I'm doing Windows. Hello! Use Windows Hello. Oh, there it is. No? Okay. Create your picture. No, I like this picture. That suits my personality. Did you see that picture? That's a good picture. So you can pick up the screen already, right? And it looks good. Good. Well, that was easy. That was easy. There you go. And now Cortana. Let's set up Cortana here. Hey, Cortana. I don't need it on my phone. Not now. So touch is a little... I'm touching it several times. See, because I did my account, it knows where I am. Here's a review of the Surface Studio. Okay, let's try... Are you getting audio?
I'm not seeing audio.
Tell me a... Hey, Cortana.
Let me check
tell me a joke. That's really not the answer I wanted, Cortana. It's supposed to tell me a joke, not do a search for tell me a joke. Hey,
Cortana,
how far to the Grand Canyon?
It'll take 13 hours and 45 minutes to drive to Grand Canyon, Arizona. It's about 826 miles away.
Hey, Cortana. Tell me a joke. Hey, Cortana. Hey. Screw you. I never liked Cortana. Hey, Cortana. Tell me a joke.
Hey there.
Yeah. So cheerful. What should I make for dinner? What should I make for dinner?
All right, let's get you a dinner plan. Are you able to cook for several hours?
Yes.
Maybe some hand pies stuffed with your favorite mix of meats or veggies. Bonus, you can freeze them for lunches later.
Cortana, Anna says I should make hand pies. Tell me a joke. No, so why did it did suggest it? Why did you suggest hand pies?
Consider this a polite dodge of the question.
What else should I ask her? Looks like I don't have... Oh, I don't have... No, I have to turn on recognition, right? Let's turn on the settings here. Microphone. Make sure Cortana can hear me. I'll have to turn on Hey Cortana. Keep my device from sleeping when it's plugged in. Yes. Respond when anyone says Kate Cortana. No. Try to respond only to me.
Okay. Let's get started. Say this phrase first.
Hey Cortana, do I have anything on Wednesday?
Got it. Here's the next one.
Hey Cortana, what's the traffic like on the way to work?
Now here's another.
Hey Cortana, what's a cheap pizza place that's open now?
Halfway there.
Hey Cortana, when I talk to Joy, remind me to tell her congratulations on the job.
Great. Almost done.
These questions. Hey Cortana, remind me to look for the yellow tape measure when I get home.
Here's the last one.
Hey Cortana, tell me a good joke.
You're all set. Now I've learned how you say, hey, Cortana.
Yeah. Hey, Cortana, tell me a good joke.
How many politicians does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to change it, and another one to change it back again.
Okay. What else do we have to do here? You know, what's weird, I clicked these buttons and they just darkened. Maybe I don't... Oh, there, now it's doing something. Maybe it was... Maybe I hadn't set it up yet. Let's do a pencil sketch. All right. Oh, I see. It's downloading all of this stuff. I get it. Okay. Check for updates. We also had to do the updates, I think. All right. Well, what do you think? I like it. I think I could use this, too. That's programmable. I think the default when I push the button is to pop up the pen menu. Yeah. So, but you can have it do something else. What I would probably, what I'll end up doing is doing OneNote probably. But you know, I could do the sketchpad. We already have that.
I want to see a speed test.
How would? Oh yeah, fast.com. Should I do that?
Yeah.
Here's a little Dutch boy with his thumb in the dike, which the Dutch people tell me is an American fairy tale. Our Dutch guide said, no, we never did that.
They
don't do that. What are you, crazy? We don't do that. Oh, Svet's going to love this. Look, it feels very direct drive. Please ask her to come in and try it, but I think that she's going to love it. The real negative is the price. You know, I mean, look at that. Makes me want to be an artist. I wish I could draw. This is fantastic.
Trace.
Oh, let's make a big sun.
Oh, see if it does hand rejection.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, should I color something in? Oh, palm rejection. I see what you're saying. Like this. Yeah, see? I wonder what this does. Nothing. But it's satisfying. It kind of feels like it's... Doesn't, you know. That Microsoft said the reason they made this a 20-degree angle is that if you laid it flat, people would put their coffee on it. So they didn't want to make it flat. So this is how you might use it as a regular computer. But, you know, this is extremely satisfying.
Does the eye line feel okay? Does it feel...
Yeah, but if it, you know, you can... This is a little oblique. Uh-huh. But, you know, if you do that, this is, you know, it's perfect. I love it. Yeah, it's got a nice weight to it. Let's update everything from the store. And you really do tend to want to use your hands. It's just very touch friendly. We'll have to figure out an angle that doesn't get a lot of glare on the camera. I'm liking it. Chat room, any questions?
How fast does it go?
You want to do fast.com fast like that? So my Linux machine in the other room gets 9:30 on the hardwire. Uh-oh. Oh, that's not good. Are we on a slower switch here?
No.
So you think if I had the Linux machine, I'd get 9:30? It's the same Ethernet?
It should be.
That's not so good. Let's go to DSL reports. And do their speed test. This is the one I generally trust. Hello, speed test.
On Wi-Fi or Ethernet?
No. Well, that's a good question. Is it on Wi-Fi? No, it says it's on hardwired internet. Could be Edge. You know, I should do it on Chrome. Could be Edge. let me do it in an Explorer.
Is it still downloading, too?
Yeah. Oh, it's still downloading. That's what it is. Of course it is. Thank you. You guys are smart. You're SMRT. It's busy. Anything else? It's picked up all my apps, which is nice. It's one of the reasons I wanted to use my account. I'll get Chrome on here, right? And I like the keyboard. It's usable. It's very much like a Mac keyboard. Do I have to pair the dial? That's a good question. You know, I shouldn't have thrown away that dial manual. Dial. Microsoft Surface Dial. 1. Set up your Surface Dial. Make sure the Surface is powered on. Open the Start menu. Select Settings. Yeah, you were right.
Actually, did you power it on?
Select Devices. Where's Devices? I can never remember. Is this it? Yeah, Devices. Bluetooth. It is Bluetooth, so we have to pair it, of course. Look. Look at all the things it's seeing. The pen came paired. There's a tracker. There's a Blaze, Surface Pen, Surface Mouse, Surface Keyboard. So those came paired. Oh, I forgot. I have to press the button here. In the bottom, there's a little button. There's no lights or anything. There it is. Desktop QV54B1P. Is that it? Tonor to Nexus Q. Select Surface Dial and lift the Bluetooth things. Let me press the button again. Maybe I didn't get it. Let's make sure the... This magnet's pretty powerful. All right, press and hold. Sure, there are two AAA batteries. Remove the battery tab. I already did that. There we go. Now it's blinking. I didn't press it long enough. So it's blinking. It should show up in a minute. Still scanning. Surface Dial. There you go. Ready to pair. Pair. And it's probably looks like it's downloading something, or maybe it's just giving it a firmware update. Yeah, now it makes a little vibration, a little haptic when I turn it. Hello. On your Surface, open the Start menu, select Settings, System About. It has to be running 1607 or higher. Turn to Settings, select Devices, Wheel. Oh, I'm still waiting for this to finish pairing. We'll just let that go. So there you go. This is the 28-inch. This is the base model, $3,000. All the updates are coming in here. $3,000 computer, which is a little pricey, but you're paying for the Surface screen. I mean, this is a beautiful 28-inch touchscreen. i5, 8 gigs. This is, we did not get the high end, but I'm going to probably, I think this looks great on set. We'll trim the wires, obviously. But I think this looks great on set. It's very usable. All right, the dial is now connected. I'll go back to settings. Devices. Connected devices. Let's look at that. I go back to the manual. Said, okay, complete setup. On your Surface, go to Start menu, select Settings, select System, About. Oh, yeah, right. Return to Settings, select Devices, Wheel. Wheel. I don't see a wheel. Wheel. This is not a dial. This is a wheel, my friend. Select desired options from the drop-down menus to add shortcuts to your custom tool. Wheel settings. So you can have sound. So I'm not sure. Use the wheel with your left hand. No, I want to use it the other way. Change this and pen and win. Because I'm a lefty. So I am a left-hander. Show visual effects of cursor. Ignore touch input when I'm using my pen on. Show the handwriting panel when not in tablet mode. And there's no, yeah. Show app suggestions, pen shortcuts. This is where you choose what you're going to get. And I'll probably have it launch OneNote as soon as I install it. Click once to open my Windows Ink workspace notes, even when the device is locked. Double click. Yeah, I'll fix these later. It's a big screen. You know, is it too big? It's, you know what? We're going to have to make it probably. I'm going to have to double it for the TV because it's hard to read, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Select the desired options. Choose your default tools. So that's sound, volume. Oh, I see. Here's the choices. Scroll, zoom, undo, and then you can have others. Brightness or custom tool or none. Huh. So now if I do this, and I do this... Let's open a paint program. What is out? What are, okay, let's do that. Pencil Sketch Master. That sounds good, right? Doodle board. Let's do a canvas doodle board. And I get an ad for Caesar slots too. That's nice. Does this do anything on the doodle board? No.
Oh, no. Something happened. It's doing something.
Look at the
wheel. Oh,
the wheel's doing something? Oh! So I can and it's got a little haptic as I switch. So I can do undo. Undo. Well, it was fun while it lasted, kids. But that was, so something happened there, but I don't. All right. Oh. So maybe this program doesn't like it. How about we just do it here? Oh, it's kind of, well, that's weird. Maybe it was that program. Let's do a different program. What was I using? Fresh Paint. Oh, it's not downloaded yet. What's this say? Surface. Is this just an ad? Let's Surface access this Surface Pen. Maybe I should do this. Maybe it would be better if I did this. Yeah, see, it's still downloading stuff. Get the most out of your device. Okay, I like that. But it doesn't do anything. It's just a slide. That's it, huh? Bum-ba-dee-bum-bum. I guess it's just a browser window. I'll let it fully download everything, huh? Yeah, no 3D paint yet because that's in the that's for insiders, and I'm not an insider. Fresh Paint's almost fully downloaded. benchmark the internal drive. I don't know, on Windows, on Mac I use Blackmagic. Is there a drive benchmark I could use? Let's see. Let's finish downloading Chrome. It feels like I got a lot of real estate. And there's enough room that you can just leave the knob on there.
The knob works on the desk too, right? On the, if you were just to
put, yeah, I think so. But you really want to leave it here. It just feels like it belongs there. It's nice. 4K video? All right. As soon as I get Chrome installed, I'll do... And we're done downloading, which we're almost done, I think. Yeah, it's done. Oh, no, there's actually quite a bit more, isn't there? This is one of those things where it just keeps downloading stuff. Here's Chrome. So I don't know if this will be a good test. But let's... we have enough... We have 400 megabits still, right? Chrome's thinking. How do I... Let's do some 4K video. What should I do? Xbox One 4K Blu-ray test. Here we go. Some 4K nature. But first, this ad. Skip ad. All right, here we go. This is 4K. Well, John, if you go full screen, it doesn't... so I want to really find an angle. There, that's a pretty good angle. Where I don't get a lot of reflections on it. That's a good angle. And it's good for me. Well, I'm not logged in because I'm a YouTube Red subscriber, so I wouldn't have gotten the ad if I... Looks pretty good. I don't know. I can't tell. It's a hybrid drive, yeah. So does the dial do anything on 4K video? Oh, I see. I have to tap it. So I could turn it up here. Or down. Oops. Okay, just, you know, that's good to know. That's what happens when I tap it. It's supposed to be mute, but it stops. It doesn't do it quite right. This looks pretty nice. I could see watching TV. But notice how the dial. Oh, you can only go so far. Restart required. I just got this. That's big. I'd be happy if I were watching Westworld right now. Frame rate's not great, but that's, you know. All right, I should restart it because we got to install all these updates. Anyway, there you go. That's the Surface Studio. Pretty impressive. I think I'll be using this on set for a while. Thank you, everybody. iOS Today is coming up in about half an hour as soon as we get this set all fixed up. Hope you've enjoyed this playtime, this unboxing. And we'll be back in a couple of hours after the reboot. I like this. I could use that. That's nice. We'll see how much of a gimmick that is. I think it's not a gimmick. I think it's a very natural tool. Now, I have it set because I'm a lefty. I have the pen set for left-handed and the dial set for right. You would, if you're a righty, you'd set it differently. Let's see what's in the box. Oh, wow, there's an actual manual. Now, this, I have to say, look at that. The manual has four color pictures and, like, not really instructions. It's just, you are the reason we built this product. We created it so you could go from thought to pen to production. What can you do with its power and performance? What you can do with its power and performance both humbles us and gives us inspiration. Nice. Thank you, Microsoft Studio team. So this isn't instructions. This is just pretty pictures. You think our editors would prefer this? We're humbled that you've chosen the Microsoft Surface Studio. Well, that's nice. And I like the owl. Too bad the owl didn't survive logging in. Yeah, I'm a lefty. All right, here's the manual. Yeah, this tells you all this stuff. 1080p camera up here, so obviously I'd want to tilt this up if we're going to use Skype. High power USB port is the one on the far left for charging. Audio in and out on the jack. SD. Oh, that's an SD card reader. That's not the Kensington lock. That's an SD card reader. Nice. Mini display port. We're using that. That worked great right out of the box. And it is USB 3. Those are four USB 3 ports, one of them high power. Pen attaches magnetically to both sides. So if you're a righty, it just goes right there. I really like that. I have to say, that's just a great way to do that. Getting started. I probably should have read this, huh? Plug the power cable in. Press the power button. Remove battery tabs from the mouse and keyboard. Press the eraser button on the Surface Pen. Windows will guide you through the setup process. Help you connect to Wi-Fi. Change your language preference. If you already have a Microsoft account, use it to sign in. You'll be able to sync your settings in a cry. Okay. All right. Having trouble pairing your Surface Pen, mouse, or keyboard? And it walks you through that. It came with the pen and mouse paired already, which is nice. Replacing the battery.
What's the chipset for the video card?
Pardon me?
What's the chipset?
It's an NVIDIA mobile chipset. It's a 980M. So it's not bad, but this is basically a laptop.
That's what we're speculating.
Yeah, and I don't think it's not Kaby Lake. Is it Skylake? I would think it's Skylake, but I don't know. Pairing your Xbox One wireless controller. I should do that. This would be a nice gaming machine. Not enough horsepower, and then the rest is in French, because they know my name is Laporte. We've now entered the all your files are right where you left them stage. This is good. Very happy. I'm going to download and log into my own cloud account, and I will have all my files. Made kind of a mess. It's like Christmas Day on the floor here.
A lot of packaging.
It doesn't come with an Xbox One controller, but you can pair it. It does come for a limited time, and I think that time may actually be over with the dial. Otherwise, the dial's $100. You know, I'm not sure I'd pay $100 for it, but the fact that it comes with it's kind of cool. You know, it'd be really good. It'd be fun to play League of Legends or StarCraft or any kind of top-down RTS or MOBA would be kind of fun on this, because I presume you could use touch for that. Yeah, I'll have to change the reboot schedule to make it 3 a.m.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
This is nice. This is very easy to do. And that's one of the things, of course, that's unique about, or relatively unique about this, is this hinge. They've done, I think, a nice job of that. And it's sticky. You know, you could draw on it at any angle, and it would not move. You can actually push here. Well, maybe not. It takes more force to push there than it does to do it like that. Repairability? I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, because does this have? I don't even know if it has screws. It may not have screws, which would really reduce it. But if it had screws, it may be completely repairable inside. There's a lot of real estate. This is a really nice Windows all-in-one. Remember, this is Microsoft's first desktop computer they've ever made. They've never made a desktop computer. So for your very first desktop computer, this is pretty nice. Oh, so they say, push the keyboard here, so it's at the base. Now, does it clear the keyboard? Yes, it does. Just. So they clearly thought about that. So yeah, you could put the keyboard and the mouse here and now you have it as a drafting board. That's clever, isn't it? That's a nice design touch. I'm probably going to keep the keyboard out because I'll probably use it. iFixit says they are going to do a teardown of this. But to my knowledge, this is one of the first units to come, you know, besides review units. This is one of the, I mean, I ordered it right away, so, and it wasn't supposed to come for 2 more weeks. So, these are just now coming into the marketplace. This is pretty. I like that owl. I want that owl back. I'm going to change my desktop back to the owl. The peacock or whatever that is. Guinea hen. It's very Apple-ish. Although it's got Microsoft's design touches. You know, Microsoft with the Surface Pro and the Surface Book, they like these squared edges. They've got rounded corners, but it's kind of a blocky square. Apple would taper this. You know, in fact, does on the iMac. And I kind of like this. I think that's nice. You know, and Apple did the hinge thing with the iMac early on, with the lamp one. But I have to say, this feels, and we won't know for a few months. It's a Saurus crane. Thank you, Effendon. He's the, now I have to do hello. So I have to look into the screen. Hello. Hello. Hi. Hi. It's me, Leo. Hello, Leo Laporte. No, it knows it's me. It's taken a while to log in, but it recognized me. I like Hello a lot. It works really nicely on my Surface Book. Squound. Yeah, it's a squound. It's a squirkle. You got a squirkle and a squound. What is taking so long? Oh, I haven't done the thing yet. All right, so let me see if I can change this to the... Online shopping is big this time of year. If you have a special package on the way, I can give you a heads up, says Cortana. Thank you, Cortana. Still feels a little slow. So it's 64 gig plus a terabyte. So it's a hybrid drive. Oh, we're going back to this. So, there's the bird. I like the bird. Bird is the word. I would love to have a slideshow. Is this a slideshow of... Where's the bird? It's not in a picture folder. So I'm just going to stick with picture. This is the one I had. I like the bird. I'm going to go with the bird. Isn't that cool? The owl? Kind of like that. I know, Mac OS X. It needs Mac OS X. Well, look at that. Apparently it's my birthday tomorrow. Just to the nick of time. So there's quite a few updates. We'll just do those real quick here. And I think I did, let's just quickly check. I think I did the Windows update, yeah. Your device is up to date. Change active hours. Active hours let us know when you use this device. Yep, that's right. Let's make it 8 p.m. And, well, I guess 8, just in case we come in and do an event. Restart options. Use a custom restart time. Yes, how about that? I can't change that. Do not give me updates for other Microsoft products. Defer feature updates. Do I want to defer feature updates? Use my sign-in. I don't think I want to defer those. Some might. I really only... Usually what I would say is just get the security updates and not worry about anything else. Okay, it all looks copacetic. Let's update all of these. I should log into my Microsoft, I know what I need to do, my 365 account. Megan, I think we should just do Surface Studio today instead of iOS today.
It's the beautiful iPad you've got there.
It is the nicest iPad I've ever owned. It is fabulous. Yeah, it's pretty nice. You could see why you would want a touch screen. Like for scrolling, it's kind of very natural to kind of do this. You get used to it. Well, but you know, you use iOS.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Can you put iOS on it?
Can you put Linux on it?
So was it Tom Hanks or Bill Murray? I don't know. No one knows. All right. What was I doing? I got squirrel. I was doing something. Dag nabbit.
Getting ready for iOS today.
Well, I should. But, now what was I going to do? Oh, I got to do the chat. I got to install a chat client. And, oh, I know what I was going to do. I was going to Microsoft Office. I was going to install my, Office 365 on here. That's what I was going to do. That's what I was going to do.
Do you usually have your iPad on the Twit Office Wi-Fi? Or?
No, as you, I have it on Air, Twit Air, as you should.
All right, I need that password. I'll get it.
I'll tell you right now. I should memorize my downloads are not quite done. I'm now doing more updates. Say hello to the app launcher. No, what I want to do is not what I want. Got it. What I want to do, what's going on? I want to install Office. Yeah, don't show this for a second. I'm not sure if it'll show my serial number.
Services and subscriptions.
There we go. Office 365. Yeah. Click run, say yes. What do you want to do with Office? Save. Run. It's Microsoft's always an interesting mix of overly helpful and less helpful. It's a weird thing. All right. So Office is now installing. I got Chrome installed. Oh, I should log into my Google account. Set as default browser. Web browser. Not Microsoft Edge. I want Google Chrome. Before you switch, try Microsoft Edge. It's new. It's fast. It's built for Windows 10. Please. Really? You think I should use Edge? Really? 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 The whole what?
Hand pie.
How much time do you have? Hey, could you bring me my Pixel? It's on my desk. Google wants me to log in via my Pixel. The lighting, they say, oh, so how does this affect, because this is now a white screen.
I don't know.
You can't tell. That's a darker screen. Thank you. You notice a little?
It's more of the reflection in your forehead and stuff. I mean,
yeah. It helps with the bags under my eyes.
Yeah.
Can't knock that. Somebody said it would be like an eye light. It's the new Microsoft eye light. Good. So Chrome is setting up. Office is installing. I'm not a big tab guy, Sufi. A lot of my colleagues are heavy tab users, but I am not. I don't like tabs. I close my tabs. Oh, good. I think all the little apps have updated. Oh, I need to put Minecraft on here. This is going to be an awesome Minecraft. Don't you think?
Yes.
This is made for Minecraft. Let's go to Mojang. Minecraft. Let's install Minecraft. I want to install Minecraft. That desktop Minecraft. None of that. I don't know what my Minecraft password is. You like the lower third? Oh, yeah, because it's like the angle with the lower third. It just like overscores the underscore.
The display port, though, it's only, it's like 4x3.
Yeah, it is. It's 3.2. It's a 3.2 screen. It's not a 16:9 screen, isn't it? Is it? It's not 4:3. I think it's 3:2. I think that was the whole deal, right? They said it was 3:2.
It's much narrower out of the DisplayPort.
I just don't know. I don't know how they're doing it. I believe it was a 3:2 screen, much like the Surface Book. So, is it coming out funny on the screen? How is it coming out on the? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it? That's not good. I didn't think about that. I could have it, the second screen be 16:9.
I'm not going to be wearing a 4:3 monitor with that thing. Not 30 inches for sure.
I didn't think about that. Are we 16:9? What do we want? 16:9?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do a second screen at 16:9, can I?
Or mirror.
Boy, this I'm getting.
It's the mirror.
Minecraft. Download Minecraft. My account has not been secured. Oh, my God. Secure my account. By all means. Oh, I don't want to do... No, that does not secure my account. Security questions is not a way to make account more secure. That is bad. Still installing Office. Microsoft Minecraft installer. Welcome to the Minecraft setup wizard. Ready to install Minecraft. This will be an awesome Minecraft machine. Oh, I can't wait. Should I set the display? Let's see. Display settings. Okay, I am mirrored. It did. It's nice because it did it immediately, quite correctly. If I don't mirror, I mean, if I extend it, I could do 116.2. Can I? Maybe not. Boy, it went right back. Let's do advanced display settings. Ah, it's 4,500 by 3,000. Holy camoly. Let's try 1,900 by 1,280. That's 16:9. Keep those changes. Now for you, it looks good. For me, it looks terrible. Yeah, it kind of ruins the experience here.
Because it's so high res, that's why.
Yeah. Wow. That's terrible. Oops, that's the wrong one. Well, that's an interesting question. What should we do? Should we run it at the recommended 4,500? I tell you, the resolution looks so good, I don't mind doing it this way. Oh. My inclination is to keep it this way.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you have to run it at a different resolution on the machine, it's kind of pointless.
Who wants to play Minecraft?
Megan. I'm sure Megan wants to.
I do.
I think my server is not up to date. I might have a problem with this. I don't know what version my server's on. Multiplayer. Okay, now Windows Firewall. Allow. Add server. So let's do Leo. What is it? 255. Leo's Minecraft. Oh, yeah. See, I'm on 10.10.2. So, let's cancel and create a new person. A new person. How do I do that? I forgot. Quit game. Close. Let's start Minecraft again. And then I have to create a profile. I forgot what I was. What was I? Do you remember? Shoot. Crud. Was it 110? Okay. Allow. What version? Resolution. Automatically ask for assistance. Launcher visibility. There it is. Versions. Yeah, I think it was 110.1. Can't remember. Save profile. Let's try this. Play. Don't show this again. Thank you. Multiplayer. Let's play Minecraft. Yay! Now, can I... Oh. Can I do it with touch? Oh, I guess not. That doesn't work. It confuses it. Oh, how do you... That'd be nice if I could do touch. It is gigantic. Should we go outside? Let's see what's going on. Are there any giant spiders about? This is Leo's place. Come on in. You see, I'm growing cocoa. Later, I'll extract the essential ingredients, and I'll be able to make hot chocolate.
Hello, sheep. How are you, sheep? This is my little cocoa plantation. See my little cocoa plantation? Wait a minute. Hey, I can't get down there. Somehow the cocoa has grown and made it impossible for me to get into my cocoa plantation. There we go. See, I have an inside cocoa plantation. That's so no animals can get in and eat my cocoa. Only I can eat my cocoa. Da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da. Well, that's good. That works. But you can't use touch with this. That's kind of a bummer. I wonder if you could use the dial for it. You can use it for Pong, somebody said. Yeah, Pong would be great. Make it a Pong machine. What? You're not going to let me? Oh, it's already there. That's why. Unpin. Good. So this is all working. I've done everything I need to do. I've got my office on here. I've got Chrome on here. And does this look, I mean, this looks okay, right? I can do stuff like this, right?
Looks awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of cool for me. Oh. If I were in Edge, I could annotate. Wait a minute. Let me go back to Edge. Maybe I do want to use Edge. Because you can draw on the screen, right? How do you draw on the screen with Edge? Is it this? Is it this? Exit. Is it this? Is it? How do you draw? How do you draw? Sorry, Steve. Does anyone remember how to do the drawing with this? So you can do this. This is kind of cool. Is this drawing? Ah, yes. This is drawing. Let's get a. Let's give him a little. Steve, you see how much fun this is? You should get one of these. More of a Van Dyke here. You look like Inspector Clouseau. Would you like to touch my monkey? Hello, I'm Inspector Clouseau. What do you think? I like this. I like this. What color here? Let's make him a redhead. That's just mean. Save my changes, please. I don't know. What does it do? Gosh knows. Who knows? It says Steve Martin opens up. Now what, do I close it? No, I don't want to close it. Exit. Save your changes. Then it won't let me exit. Oh, okay. So I guess if I say no, then I can exit. Oh, too bad. Too bad. I could while away the hours consorting with the flowers. So maybe, I was just thinking maybe I could do annotations, but it's really not, kind of John Madden style. Well, look at this. Here's the story. This is the story. I could see that being kind of fun. They buried the lead. Look at this right here. And that you can see that, right? Can you see it on the screen? On the second screen? Yeah. So that's kind of fun. I thought that might be kind of fun. And I love that I can do this, right? That's so here, let's read this article. I can make it big enough that you can read it. First time father at 67. No, I don't want your help, Cortana. Go away. I accidentally touched Cortana. She got us excited. She gets excited. Oh, look, recommended for me a St. Martin's timeshare. Oh, that's exciting. Isn't that nice to be able to annotate it like that? I could do it with my finger? No, the finger moves it around. You need the pen. All right, that's cool. It saves changes to the website. I'm in deep trouble. As it is, Steve's going to be mad at me. So save your changes, yes. Then you do save. Save. Oh, it does save them. No. No, it saves it in some file, which I don't want. And see, it's not saved permanently. But I think that for doing... Oh, and there's the keyboard. See, I could use the pop-up keyboard if I want to instead of this. I think this is faster, though. Oh, do you see what happened? I just double tapped it, and then I can do that. So that's a fast way to do it. That's nice. But now I've lost the ability to do this. In fact, I'm drawing now. This is very much like that CNN thing that would never worked, and the guy's tapping it and... All right. What else? Anything else I should try? It does a screen grab. Okay. I think this is really great. I think, you know, if you can see yourself working in this kind of an environment, I'm not sure that this... Yeah. For instance, you can't lower... This is one fixed height. I guess that's normal with some screens. I'm not sure if you were going to use it as an all-in-one that I would say do this. But if you ever thought you might do this, this is fantastic. I mean, this really is great. I know what I need to do. I need to do the pen settings. What did that do? Oh, that just makes everything annotatable.
Gilroy.
Very good, John. Only people of a certain age will know what this is. And then this works, too, which is kind of cool. Try that with your iPad and your iPencil. Pretty cool, huh? So if I tap this, it puts it in a drawing mode. Oh, single tap does this. Okay. And double tap puts this in a drawing mode. That's extremely handy. And I can do sticky notes. I see. If I were an artist, this would be so great. Connect with Bing and Cortana at Smart Contextual Information Notes. Give it a go by hitting the Allow button below. That's nice, but there isn't an Allow button. So, nice of you to say so. Where's the Allow button? Dang. Okay, close this. Pick a button. No. Pick a button. Customize the eraser button to do your bidding and settings. Do my bidding. I do love... This is why you love touch. So, click once is the Windows Ink workspace. And I think that's what I like. Double click, though, what I want it to do is... It's different choices. Oh, that sucks. Click once to open a Windows Ink workspace. Notes, even when device is locked. Okay. And then home, sketchy pad, screen sketch is what I want. So click once will do screen sketch. So on this, I could do OneNote, but I can't do it here. Send screenshot to OneNote. Launch a classic app. Well, I guess I could say... Okay, so you just have to do it more manually. Choose an app. OneNote. This PC, quick access. Yeah, well, can I see some apps? For crying out loud. Really? You expect a person to navigate to program files, Microsoft Office, and this is where the touch targets are way too small. No. Package manifests. Where is it? Where's it hidden? Cancel. This is where Windows really bites. So this is nice because that one click will do that. And and one click will undo that. Or no. Oh, I screwed it up. So maybe I'll just have it do OneNote. Double click. Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. That's what I want. There you go. Press and hold Cortana. Okay, there you go. That's what I'd like. Okay, that's good. So one click launches OneNote. I've never launched it, so maybe it won't do it right away. Retrieving user credentials. That is big. That's too big. You have 28 notebooks on OneDrive. Yeah, I guess so. It's not really what I want. I want Paul Theriot. First things first. Accept. OneNote does leave a little UI to be desired. Shared with me. Open Windows Weekly. There we go. The hockey puck does is programmable. So right now it's scroll. But if I press this, it's supposed to give me a tablet. So now, here's the fun thing. Can I annotate this? Yes. But I don't think it saves it to OneNote. That's funny. All right. So let's try that now. So one click should launch OneNote. We're sorry, OneNote is cleaning up from the last time it was open. Please wait. Look, Padre. It's pretty sweet. There, that worked. Good. All right. So that's nice. And then a double click should let me annotate the screen. Or not. Press and hold is Cortana. The double click's not doing what it's supposed to do. Oh, poor Megan. She's waiting. I should let you play with this. It's pretty nice. Look at this. Whoa. Whoa.
Bezel. That's nice.
Oh, you've played with it already. Yeah, I'm really impressed.
How heavy is the bass, though? Is it enough to, like...
It's about, you know, it's 8 pounds, 10 pounds, something like that.
I've seen some of these units where the bezels do light, so every time you move it...
No, this is solid. This feels very solid. And drawing on this, no problem, even if it's a little bit up. No, I really like it.
You know what you do? Get, like, Dell, Acer, and HP to
get the competitors. Yeah. Well, see if you can get the Acer all-in-one, because it looks exactly the same. Yeah. And it's half the price.
That's easy. Actually, I'll write that right now.
Yeah, it's half the price, right?
Less than, it's a third.
A third the price. And this isn't exactly a high-end machine. This is, for $3,000, an i5, 8 gigs of RAM, a terabyte hard drive with 64-gig hybrid SSD.
It's a super expensive one, but the specs are...
Specs are very medium. You're paying for this.
Which is beautiful.
And this is a really nice screen. And it's very fast and great for drawing.
Rate that against the iMac, the 5K iMac.
That's interesting. I would probably say it's comparable to the 5K iMac. What I wouldn't want to do is use it like this, to be honest with you. So for this, I would get an iMac.
Well, I mean,
but the iMac can't do this. This is really nice. And the knob is kind of interesting. It's not quite...
Interesting you'll keep using it, or interesting you'll show it off to people and then put it in the drawer?
Unless you're an artist, you're not going to use it. But if you're an artist and you're using this as a palette or undo, this kind of makes sense. But this machine probably is not for me. Although I have actually a special purpose which is to use it on this set, which might actually be, I think this might really work.
Oh yeah.
Right?
That should be perfect.
Yeah.
It looks very
and I can pull up, you know, stories. And we tried this, and I can say, you know, and this is what, watch this. That's the wrong button. Double click, right? And then I can annotate this. Didn't do it. I'll have to work on this. But it's supposed to be able to annotate it.
Are you an Edge?
I'm not, but the pen is supposed to be able to do that to anything. So let me see what's wrong. It's something in my settings. In fact, this isn't even launching.
I like it.
I think I screwed up something. So we'll double click Windows Ink Workspace, right? Screen Sketch. I can just do this. You know what? I'm going to restart it. I think I screwed something up. What I want is a Screen Sketch. Let me restart with this setting. All right, I really have to do a show. Gotta stop playing with this. This is nice, though.